world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
All right, who told you that? Who told you that? Why do you believe him? Who told you that and why do you believe him? I'm a little wound up this morning. I go to the cardiologist, your checkup today, and I hate to go because, can I tell you the truth? I'm not sure he's going to like me very well. I don't even know him. Do you guys realize that some of the doctors you go see, they don't even really know you. He doesn't have any idea who I am, probably. He doesn't know it. He doesn't know me. He's a good guy, doesn't know me. But you know what they're going to do, Dr. Paul? They're going to give me medical advice. Medical advice. They're going to look at some charts. They're going to take some tests. And then they're going to give me numbers. That's right, Paul. They're going to give me numbers, my numbers. And I've been really, in my own life, I'm not a physician. I don't give medical advice. Let me say that right up front. And I found that over the last couple, three, 4 years, as I tend to get a little bit older, 73 years old, stuff begins to hit me. And I look around and say, damn, I'm old. When did I become an old man? And some of you know I've been dealing with gout. If you've never had gout, that's a kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Arthritis, a form of arthritis regarding uric acid buildup in your system. I'm not giving you a medical. I'm taking you someplace. Stay with me, okay? And, you go to these doctors and they tell you what to do. And you go online, you look on something, everybody's got a remedy online, or yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. But I'm happy to announce it because I've started going to a naturopath. I guess he's a chiropractor. Naturopath, whatever the heck that means. Natural means, natural treatment. Vitamins, minerals, diet, stuff like that. I've been going to this naturopath. I can't believe how many pills vitamin and minerals I take in every day. It's like maybe a dozen different vitamin and mineral pills that this quack naturopath has prescribed for me. And I think today for the first time in maybe, I don't know, 2 years, I can almost go for a jog. Now that may not seem much to you, but if you ask my wife, what it's like to realize what prisoners we become to the medical industrial complex, whatever that thing is. And we all remember the stories, or we've heard the stories, how they hated Sherry Tenpenny. They hated Paul Gosselin. The medical system hated anybody that questioned their narrative. By the way, I'm going to be drinking water during the show. I just got to do that for some testimony I have today. So that seems to be weird. And so I even go back, you know, we blindly follow our doctor, don't we? So I'm a little stressed. I'm just stressed is the right word, because I'm going to go to the doctor today, and he's not going to be happy with me. Now, I think I'm better. I'm a lot better in a lot of ways, but he's not going to be happy with me because I got off of that damn lisinopril, took myself off of lisinopril and all those statins, all that crap that they give you. I just took myself off of it. And I started to go into nature's way, right? Started taking vitamins and minerals and different things. Boom, my gout disappeared. And I'm going to go in there today, and he's going to look at one thing. What's he going to look at, Paul? He's going to look at my blood pressure. And really, what else does he look at? Checks my blood pressure. So, oh, your blood pressure is high. You know? Okay, yeah, hey, doc, you got anything you can tell me to lower my blood pressure other than telling me it's high? In fact, I got high blood pressure. Does that mean what does that mean? And, you know, you can give me that stuff that I tell everybody. I believe it killed my brother. My brother Dan was on it. What the heck's the name of that stuff? That blood thinner? He fell down, hit his head, bled out, basically. Nobody knew but do it, right? And so I'm going to go in there today, and I got to fight a fight against a medical doctor, an expert, a PhD medical doctor, and a quack, just a quack naturopath. Says, Coach, take this and this and this. I'm on a journey. I hope all some of you guys are on a journey out there as well. So I'm drinking some water today, hoping that somebody told me, hey, Paul, is this true? If I maybe before I go get my blood pressure taken, if I get a lot of water in me, it'll help. So I'm trying. I just don't want to go there and have me scold me. Oh, you got to be doing this. Got to be doing. Because you know what? Who told you that? Why do you believe them? And none of the stuff that you're giving me is curing anything. It's managing it. It's managing it. And I don't know about you. I'd like to cure it. Now I'm going to do something right now. I don't know if I've ever done. And another thing that's really made a difference in my life, I am not a doctor, nor the son of a doctor, or even married to a doctor, or live next door to a doctor. This is not medical advice. My health has improved because I do this every day. You do what you want to do. Ivermectin. Every day. I take a little bit of ivermectin, rub it on my body, certain places, certain things, and lo and behold, I'm getting better. And hey, Paul, before we go any further, I'll get you in here a second. Folks, I'm not a doctor. Okay, I'm not a doctor. But pull up Jimmy Dore, number one. Huh? Number one, Jimmy Dore. You guys know him, Jimmy? You guys ever followed Jimmy Dore? He got vaccine injured. How did he get vaccine injured? Well, that's what the doctors tell you to do, get a vaccine. You go there and get a shot, right? Go get a shot. Go get a shot. Go take this. Go do this. Huh? Yeah, they just put patches over whatever the problem. They just put patches over time. Take this. And, of course, I don't care whatever drug you take, it certainly impacts something else in your body, doesn't it? So you take this drug to stop this drug to stop this. Jimmy Dore, what woke me up was that I got vaccine injured. And you know what he started to do? Go ahead and play. It's only about a minute and a half.
I got double jabbed with the Moderna. And what woke me up was that I got vaccine injured. And so I got put into a study on how to treat people who were vaccine injured from the COVID vax. And the first thing they gave me was ivermectin. And I said to the doctor, I'm like, hey, this is a horse paste. Why are you getting? Right. And then he explained to me that, no, ivermectin is actually a wonder drug that won the Nobel Prize for Human Medicine. And so as soon as I got that ivermectin, I was like, well, if they're lying about this, what else are they lying about? And it turns out I started to look into it, and it turns out they were lying about everything. They lied about masks. They lied about herd immunity. They lied about natural immunity. They lied about lockdowns. They lied about the vaccine stopping transmission. They lied about the vaccine stopping contraction. There wasn't a thing they didn't lie about when it came to COVID, and nobody has to pay a price for that. And still people don't realize that they were lied to on such a grand scale, because I think it was such a big lie that they can't wrap their minds around. And if people admit that they were lied to as much as they were about COVID, then they don't have to admit to themselves that they also acted like monsters and authoritarian Nazis, wanting people to get fired from their job for not taking an experimental medical treatment that has big side effects. And so they would have to admit that to themselves, and it would make them feel like horrible people. So instead, what most of those people do is they just ignore it and go, oh, COVID's over. And so they don't have to face it.
Amen. Amen. So I don't give medical advice. I see Paul's in there. I'm going to get him in here in a second. We have here in the Dobbenmeyer house, I take ivermectin regularly. Parasite. Do you guys believe in parasites? Do you believe in parasites? You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about stuff that's in your food, that you eat this stuff, ingest this stuff in your food, and it's a parasite and begins to live off your body. And they call them cleanses, right? I'm going to do a parasite cleanse. Why do you have to do a parasite cleanse? Well, because there's parasites in. Parasites. So one of the things we do here in the Dobbenmeyer house, and I'm not a doctor and I'm not giving medical advice, you can get this stuff at Farm and Fleet. You can get this at Farm and Fleet. I take it every day. Take a little bit of ivermectin. See, it says Duramectin. It's got to say, well, it's a horse paste. See, they got a horse on the front. Well, yeah, yeah. It's approved for human use. And if it has to do with if part of the problem we're having is I don't know. Are we getting bacteria? Are we getting germs? Are we getting parasites? I don't know. What's making us sick? I do a little bit of that, and I do a little bit of that other one you're not supposed to take, that hydroxychloroquine. But you can't get hydroxychloroquine without a prescription, I think. Is that right, Paul? You can't get it. Still can't get one without a prescription, but there's ways to be able to do it. And in my life and in our life, Michelle and I, that's been kind of a, those two things have been kind of a miracle thing. It's like every day I get up and take a little bit of ivermectin. And when I start to feel not real good, I take a little bit of that other thing, that hydroxychloroquine. Paul, am I nuts? Am I nuts, Paul? What do you think? Now, you are a doctor and you can give medical advice, but I'm not asking you to give medical advice. I'm asking you to give just your opinion.
I don't really care, Coach. What are they going to do? Put me in jail again?
What do you think, Paul? Yeah. Parasites, well, are they real?
I think, number one, if you're going and you're worried about what your cardiologist is going to say because you're feeling better and you're doing the right thing.
That's right. I got to explain to him why I'm feeling better by not following what he told me to do, I guess. Yeah.
He should be ecstatic and want to know what your secret is.
You would think.
But,
you know,
that's not who pays his paycheck. But anyway, Coach, as far as that ivermectin go, it's innocuous. So in other words, you're not taking a big enough dose to bother you. No. You're not even taking it close. And it's the way the mechanism works of ivermectin isn't just parasites. You know, as you know, it's an anti-cancer, right, which at some level means that it takes care of that inflammatory reaction at the very basis. Yeah, so, I mean, it's not going to hurt. I mean, we're using it for cancer. You can buy it everywhere now.
Yeah, hey Spencer, put up, while Paul's talking here, just do a research on how do you buy ivermectin. I get it at the horse store, the Farm and Fleet, and they got rows and rows and rows of ivermectin because they give it to the horses for parasites. It's cheap, yeah. Like $5 for one of these things, lasts for like forever. Take a very, very small dose of it. Got a little measuring thing. I don't take it if you don't want to, but go to Farm and Fleet and you can get some ivermectin right there. Go ahead, Paul. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I do that for a living.
No, you interrupt for a living. Anyway, do you remember the main, like, Lancet, New England Journal of Medicine coming out against it?
Oh,
these
yeah.
Were the expert journal. The British Journal, the whole lot, expert journal, the place, the mecca of medicine, right? And they lied outright to you to kill you.
I want you
to think about that, Coach.
I mean,
and hook, line, and sinker, every doctor out there that thinks he's God says, my God, Lance, it's got to be right. I got to take it away from you. No ivermectin.
You can't be doing that, Coach. So Paul, really what happened with you and Sherry Tenpenny to a degree is, even though you're licensed doctors, well-respected, good doctors, cutting-edge doctors, the medical system didn't like you operating outside of them, did they? Huh? They didn't like you. You toe the line here, dude. You ain't going to be one of us. Is that the way it is, Paul?
Clients, Coach, they want us to comply at every stage of our lives.
Yep.
And that
yep.
means medicine. That means when the cops pull you over, you got to comply or you get shot.
Control. Yeah. Amen. Paul, anyway. I hear people right now, got it up on the screen. You need a prescription from a licensed healthcare provider, which you can fill at retail pharmacies. No, you don't. Go to Farm and Fleet. Or is he talking about ivermectin? What are you talking about? Yeah, he's talking about ivermectin.
He's talking about the human form.
Yeah, the
right?
human.
That's all.
Folks, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You do
it
not
is
need.
Good.
It's the same thing. Now yes. let me dance one more thing, and then I'll shut up about hydroxychloroquine. We hear about that, Paul. What is hydroxychloroquine really? Because you can't get it without a prescription. Although you can find places online where you can find a pharmacist who will prescribe it for you. Am I saying that right, Paul? And I have a lot of here at the Dobbenmeyer house, I have a supply of hydroxychloroquine. I have a supply of it. And sometimes when someone
and I so love, does the government.
when they get sick, I say, here, take some of these, right? Am I getting in trouble by saying that?
Remember, and hydroxychloroquine was stored by the government. And when this all went down, he released it. I believe it was our current president released it to the public.
10 million pills.
Part of warp speed.
10 million pills, I think is what I said.
But then all of a sudden, the hospital started getting gratuitous money for remdesivir, and it was out the door. You couldn't use it anymore. And it was as simple as that, Coach.
Amen.
What a sick world. I mean, who is Fauci's wife? I mean, you ought to consider that. She's in charge of bringing these drugs to the FDA.
That's right.
You know,
that's
like right. AZT killed thousands upon thousands of people, Coach. Well,
somebody said remdesivir means death is near. Right? When they give you remdesivir, you know death is near. That's what they said about it. Real quickly, pull up number nine, yeah. Spencer. For those of you who are interested, I'm not giving you medical advice. I don't care. Here's my perspective on it. Right? Who knows what's coming down the highway? Who knows what's coming down the highway? Right? And you can go online. And you can get hydroxychloroquine online. And what you have to do is you contact these people. They get a doctor. They'll ask you some questions. The doctor looks at what your record is and determines whether or not you are a good candidate for it. They're not going to give you something that's not. But because right now you can't get hydroxychloroquine without a prescription. But you can do it online. Okay, folks. And so we did it. And I've got a little bit of a stockpile of hydroxychloroquine. In fact, I just mailed some out. Well, better be careful what I say. But these are what they call alternative medicine, meaning what? Your average doctor probably doesn't know anything about it. So, Paul, I'm kind of stressed today because I'm going to go into my cardiologist, and he's going to be mad at me because I haven't been taking all the stuff he told me to take. And I'm going to say, yeah, but Doc, I'm doing great. My blood pressure, I'm doing great. And he told me one time, if you don't, I can't be your doctor anymore. He told me one time. So if I drop dead tomorrow, I guess I deserve it. But, so I don't know how I got on that. I just want you to know that, folks, I would recommend me, the Dobbin. Any Dobbin Myers listening out there, not anybody else, but any Dobbin Myers out there, go to Farm and Fleet and get you a little bit of ivermectin and take a little bit of that every day. That's what I would tell you to do. Go do that. And if you can get some of that ivermectin stuff when you start feeling a little bit bad. Anyway, no medical advice here. W. Hamilton, come on in. You're the first contestant on today's Price is Right. Anybody? Got your hand up, but you can't hear you. Okay, number two. I'll come back. Number two. I don't know how I'm going to get on this, but I'm going to get on it, okay? Top seven reasons all vaccines are a scam. Okay? Hey, I'm not a doctor, didn't marry one, don't live next door to one, and I do not give medical advice. This is Coach Dave Live, and I just show you what other people say. Okay? So let's look down here. What aren't they telling you? We're just so used to going and getting a pill, okay? Top seven reasons why all vaccines are a massive scam. Number one, there's a video. I'm just going to read it to you. You can look at the video later. All vaccines are protected by an unconstitutional liability shield timestamp. As some of you know, we're dealing with a couple of people who lost loved ones. You cannot sue the pharmaceutical company. Can you think of any other business that would be true? If they sell me a brand new car and it's got some type of screw up in the steering system and I have a wreck, think I can sue them? Of course I can. You can't sue vaccine companies. Number two, vaccines don't actually work at all. They've saved zero lives. Say, oh, no, Coach, I got the polio vaccine. Yeah, but doesn't mean anything. You may never have gotten polio anyway. Number three, physicians are incentivized, get paid by grotesque amounts of money to inject people, particularly babies and children, with vaccines. Wow. Number four, vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. It is literally impossible to make a safe vaccine. And folks, anything they inject into your body has potential risks. You understand that? So they couldn't say, well, this is perfectly safe. See, I don't inject myself for this. I don't inject myself. Number five, vaccines are not well regulated. Anything, almost anything would be a vaccine, and vaccines have never been regulated like other drugs. Number six, say, Coach, I thought this was a Christian show. It is. The unvaccinated people are far, far healthier. Unvaccinated people are far, far healthier than vaccinated people. I don't know the last time I had a vaccine. I don't know the last time. And number seven, vaccines cause catastrophic, sometimes fatal side effects, which don't show up for years. Vaccines have ruined an untold number of lives, and they will continue to do so as long as they're available and approved by the ADA, American, whatever, that's dental system. Anyway, okay, I'm going to get off of it. Anybody, Paul, anybody want to say anything? Hey, folks, make your own medical decision. I'm going to tell you this. Physically, I got better when I went to a naturopath, who gave me vitamins and minerals and not drugs. So it's going to be interesting today when I visit when I go to the heart doctor. If my heart's doing better, I'm going to say, yeah, I've been taking ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and visiting my naturopath. Okay, I'll get, anybody want to talk anymore? I'll get off that subject here, right? Huh? Yeah, how about that, Paul? Fauci had a pulmonary embolism. In other words, Fauci took a jab and had a heart attack. Do you guys know that? I didn't tell you that, did they? Wow. Dave Allison, come on in, Dave.
Coach, I hate to say it, but the medical industrial complex is no different than the automotive industrial complex. Uh-huh. Coach, in automotive, they have a term, what they call planned obsolescence. They have to have that there because if they don't, if your car doesn't die, you'll never buy a new one. Seriously, right? No, it's a planned obsolescence. You know, you're going to put, if you made a car last forever, you put yourself out of business.
That's right.
So the medical industry is the same way. We've got to give them something that keeps them bringing them back. And that's what really they're up to.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Well, while you're right there, another thing about the ivermectin that I, at least what I've read, okay, it doesn't cover pinworms or tapeworm. Mm. That's a different type of wormer you have to use for those two type of parasites. However, it does, from what I've read about ivermectin, and Paul can correct me if I'm wrong, it'd be nice. The ivermectin is good for roundworm, which is your heartworm.
Mm.
Yeah.
That attacks the heart.
Yeah, that attacks the heart. Yep. So
I don't want any worms in me.
Yeah, I don't either. Thank you.
Good. All right. Let me throw one more up there that I meant to put up there and I forgot. Now it's two. It says at the end, does ivermectin work in humans? Put that up there for me, Spence. You could real quick. Folks, I think this is important, right? I wouldn't waste your time. Ivermectin is effective in humans. This is copilot. In other words, this is secular. Treating certain parasitic infections, but no proven benefit against viral infections or cancer. Look, it says no proven. And isn't it funny that they're not proving that remdesivir killed people? They're not proving that. It's not proven. See, it's not proven that the jab killed people. It's not proven. That's not the same, folks. That ain't the same, right? It just hadn't been proven yet. That's all, right? So ivermectin is an FDA-approved medication for treating specific parasite infections in humans. It works by paralyzing and killing parasites through interference with their nerve and muscle functions, specifically targeting mechanism of action, parasites. Ivermectin binds the nerve and muscle channels, causing paralysis and death in the parasite. Unproven uses, and they get into all that stuff, right? So, see, folks, ain't a lot of money in this for a doctor. Okay, let me move to the next one. Let me get all this stuff because I'm kind of on a topic today. Let me get off of this topic. today. Okay. Is that what I wanted to show? Pull up number three. Is that it? There it is. Okay, you ready to this? Hey, friends. This is what I think. I think they're trying to call the herd. Call. C-U-L-L. I think they're trying to get rid of us. I think they think there are too many of us.
Boom.
The Bill Gates groups, whoever those people are, useless eaters is what they call us. They think there's too many useless eaters. And this is pretty good from Edward Dowd. I don't know if you guys know. It's only a minute and a half long. Excessive decline. Go back up there, Spence. I'm sorry. I was reading it. Excessive deaths continue to this day as birth rates decline. Get rid of the sick people. Kill the unborn babies. Get the numbers down to manageable. Oh, I get it. Go ahead and play this. It's only a minute and a half.
So, I mean, I don't know. Where do you stand on the purposely wanting to kill millions because of overpopulation?
You know, I've talked on this topic a lot in the last 6 years. I wasn't in the room, so I don't know.
Right.
But let's pretend that was one of the goals. A de facto depopulation is occurring as we speak. Excess deaths continue to this day, and birth rates are declining. So, but regardless of whether or not there was a plan, it's happening.
It works.
Number two, you don't even need to assume that. It's power and money. Right. It's as old as Babylon.
That's what I always say. Exactly.
It's as old as Babylon. And so let's go back to the swine flu. Something happened between 76 and 2021. What happened? Regulatory capture by corporations and corruption became a way of life in these institutions. That's it, bottom line.
Right.
Follow the money. Follow the money. Several people have just put into the chat, Spencer, I'll send you $3 if you do this. What was written on the Georgia Guidestones, which were destroyed after we went down prayer walked them? Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll tell you that story later. What was written about population on the Georgia Guidestones? Look at this. The English text of the 10 Guidestones read this, which, by the way, we prayer walked, and they came tumbling down. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity, of course. Unite humanity with a living new language. Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Oh, yeah. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in the world court. Avoid petty loss and useless officials. This was on the Guidestones. This is the Ten Commandments on the Guidestones. Balance personal rights with social duties. What's a social duty? Prize truth, beauty, love, seek harmony with the infinite. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. 500 million people is all we should have on the earth. If you don't think that the devil is doing everything he can to destroy those created in the image of God, you are way behind, not only on science, but on your theology. Come on in, Craig.
Compare that. Okay. 10 commandments, right? Compare that to God's 10 commandments.
Craig, it's right. They stuff it right in our face, right? It's stuffed right in our face.
Oh, we can't. Yeah. I mean, when you go back and you look at it and you're like, how stupid was I? I mean, seriously. How stupid. But 10 commandments. Compare God's 10 commandments. Thou shalt have no other God before me.
Amen.
Okay. Now, team bad, No more than 500 people, useless eaters. Okay. Here's your occult symbol alert. Anything has to do with five. If you don't have any hair on the back of your neck, get some, let it stand up. Okay. Five, pentagram, pentagon. Okay. Five is a very synergistic number for the occult. So when you ever see it, you're reading this and it's like, man, this doesn't sound right. And look for the number five and you might want to dig a little deeper. Doesn't always mean it, but kind of like a rumble strip when you come to a stop sign.
Amen. Amen. Well, Craig, that's because we don't believe in the supernatural. We don't understand the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the point down the strong. We don't even understand that. We're not even taught that anymore. We don't even know what that means. Weapons of our warfare. What are our weapons? We're not taught. I was going to get into that later. Maybe I will. You done, Craig? Thanks, Craig. Who's the dog barking? There's a dog upstairs. Oh, must be Charlie, my neighbor's dog. Brett, come on in, bro. Tammy, Brett, come on in.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning, morning. Team.
Morning.
So I'm just going off of what Craig just said. How many points does the Star of David have?
Well, first...
It has six. But
first of all, it wasn't David's star, six. Though.
No, it wasn't. It never was.
No, it's six. And if you look at it, it's a triangle. One going down and above, as so above, below. So below. Amen. Okay, but look at the military. What's the star for the... What are the out of the 13 stars? They're five.
All right. Amen, folks, so look, I don't see a devil behind every rock, but there's a devil behind every rock. Okay. Until we understand that the dark forces of the world are actively 100% active trying to destroy all things righteous. That's their job. That is full-time, overtime pay they get. That's what we're against. And the church don't. And get, I'm gonna head somewhere here in a minute. I'm gonna flip on you real quickly, okay? Because of the destruction. Or the, maybe that's not the proper term, because of the ineffectiveness of the local church, they told us it was illegal. Christianity was illegal. They threw Christianity out of government. They took the Ten Commandments down. They didn't teach to our children anymore. We're raising up little humanists, and the devil has infiltrated every aspect of America's life and done everything they can to pull down the truth. America used to be a 100%, for the most part, church-going country. Now you can go to church and it may not even be Christianity. I'm going to get into that here in a second. I promise you. Come on in, Jack.
Yeah, Coach, they brought up the guidestones. Look at that in absolute contrast to the Plymouth.
Counter. I never put those two together, Jack. The Plymouth, Plymouth Rock.
The Plymouth statue there is so phenomenal. The whole story behind it and what it stands for. And you know what? I lived, 40 miles from it for almost 10 years. I never knew it was there.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And did they counterfeit it with the Georgia Guidestones, you think? Looks to me like they kind of counterfeited it, didn't they? Yeah, they sure did. They sure did. Okay, I'm going to switch gears on you because it's all really, really important. Okay, this is all, folks, and if we don't get it, let me throw this up here real quickly. Good news, 3B, pull up 3B, and then I'm going to switch gears, 3B. Good news, number of regular people being arrested for protesting data centers is astounding. People are waking up to the data center thing. However, it's all under the control of our elected officials. Here in Ohio, Vivek Ramaswamy, he's all for him. He's probably going to be our next governor, and he's all for him. Data centers. And they're destroying it. Destroying farmland. They're destroying lakes and rivers. Where are the environmentalists? Anybody seen an environmentalist lately? Have I seen one? Because this is the destruction of the environment everywhere you look. And the elected officials aren't doing anything about it. But the people are getting pissed. Yeah. Okay, cool. I just want to throw that in there. Now, let me do this. What's a biblical worldview? I'm going to switch gears because it's all connected to me. Okay, it's all connected in my mind. Christians, most Christians, that's not a fair thing to say. Many Christians don't have a biblical worldview. Don't even know what that means. Biblical worldview. That would mean that they look at the world through the lens of the Bible. Good, evil, right, wrong. Satan, Christ, demons, angels, everything, a biblical worldview. And what they've tried to do to us over the last, since 1963 at least, is they've tried to remove from the mind of our children and the public in general the biblical worldview. The idea that there is a right and a wrong. That there is a God and that there is judgment and there is sin, that all, I'm okay, you're okay, right? And unfortunately, whether we want to admit it or not, many of the guys standing in the pulpits, they're not evil men, all right? They've been indoctrinated in the public education system. They went to college in the public education system, and then they're mixing in a little bit of Jesus in the public education system. But they got to do it privately. They can't be all. So most people who are standing in the pulpit have been educated in government education system. You get it? Come on, tell me you get it. Oh, yeah, they'll go off to some cemetery. I mean, seminary. They'll go to some seminary, and they'll learn a little bit more about the Lord. But not really. Doesn't really always overcome what they learned in school for 12 years, 16 years if you count college, 17, 18 years if you have an advanced degree. Who told you that, and why do you believe them? And so what we have is people in our pulpits or Christian leaders who've been brainwashed. They're not bad people. They just don't get it. They've been brainwashed. Don't mix religion and politics. God said, go into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. And then they say, don't mix religion and politics, because somewhere in one of their classes, when they're getting a theological degree, some professor told us that we're not supposed to. You with me, right? You with me? That's what's going on. So many of the people you come in contact with, and I come in contact with, on a daily basis, do not have what we would call a biblical worldview. So I'm going to run down through this real quickly, okay? And you can do it later. It's just a Google search, just a Google search. And again, I apologize to you if I look over here, if I like I'm distracted. I know I got it over here on my monitor, so I have to look. If I look here, I don't see it. So I got to look over here. So bear with me, okay? So what's a biblical worldview? And ask yourself, all the Christians you know, go to church with, if these apply to them, okay? Number one, it's rooted in the authority of Scripture. A biblical worldview is the core of a biblical worldview is complete reliance on the authority of Scripture. I wonder, okay, I'm going to say it. How many Christians do you know that can't quote any Scripture? Number two, going down. God, biblical worldview, as the creator of all things. God is. Everything emanates from God. Let me ask you that. Is that being taught in your school? Number three. Humanity is created in God's image. Biblical worldview. We're created in the image of God. Adam and Eve, you believe in it. It's not just a tale. Number four. The fall of man and the need for redemption. This is what somebody who has a biblical worldview beliefs, okay? Man, biblical, we know what it is, right? All sin falling short of the glory of God. Number five, salvation is through Christ alone. Yeah, it's through Christ alone. It's not through a priest. It's not through confession. It's not through Virgin Mary. It's not through angels. Not through any. Those are all intermixed. But salvation is given as me making redemption, Christ dying on the cross for redemption of my sins. Not anything added on to it. Nothing added on to it, okay? Then number six, consistency and reliability of the biblical text. Bible says that I believe it and that settles it. That's not true. It's not true. As I said, if you were, I'm talking about me. If they were to send me down the corner and say, Coach, how many scriptures do you know? I could rattle off a few. I couldn't rattle off very many. And the average person you go to church with never opens their Bible outside of church. Next one, a holistic moral framework, biblical worldview. Well, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong, based on what the Bible has taught us. Number eight, God's ongoing providence and miracles. God, Jesus, is in control through the Holy Spirit and to the heart of men. That's a biblical worldview, right? Huh? Not through the priest, not through your pastor. The ultimate purpose of your life and my life, the Bible teaches, is the glorification of God. In your life, the glorification of God. God, Jesus didn't die on a cross to save me. He died on the cross to save me that he might be glorified. We get it all. See, it ain't about us. We even make salvation about us. He saved you and he saved me to go into all the world. It's a great commission. You are saved to go evangelize, not go sit in a church and listen to your pastor preach. Number 11. The ultimate purpose is glorifying God. Number 11, expectation of future restoration. There's an afterlife. We're all going to be judged, yada, yada, yada. And the conclusion of biblical worldview weaves together all that stuff. So put in the chat. You can read it. And what George Barna tells us, where is it? Where did I think of what number five? Huh? What does George Barna say? How many people have a biblical worldview? Hmm? Wow. It's dropped 33% during COVID. The biblical worldview has dropped during COVID. Scroll down, Spencer, some good stuff there. I'll tell you when to stop. Keep going. Okay, right there. Folks, this is why we're in the mess we're in. This is why we're in the mess we're in, okay? Five findings. Most Americans, 68%, still consider themselves to be Christians. So in America, 68% of the people still are Christians. Well, then we ought to vote Christian and we ought to have Christian leaders, right? But they're not. They're not Christians. Among the self-identified Christians, though, only 6% have a biblical worldview. You get that? 68% of Christians, they say, but only 6 of them have a biblical worldview. Less than half of the self-identified Christians can be less than half are born again. Wow. And within the born-again population, just one-third of adult population, a shocking small proportion, 13% have a biblical worldview. So there's 33% born again, but only 13% of born again people have a biblical worldview. Jeez. Age, I'm not gonna, adults without children under the age of 13. Oh, this is so good. I hate it when I ramble on like, I'm gonna shut up. I'm gonna put this in the chat. And what? The whole creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of sons of God. Our church is on doing the job, folks. Our church is on. You may have a wonderful pastor. If all he's doing is preaching to you and yourn and teaching you just to preach to you and yourn, then you ain't got a biblical worldview. Sorry. All right, somebody come on in. I got more. Look, people from the highest income houses were more likely than others to integrate disciplines. Over 6% of people in homes earning $100,000. Don't even know what the hell they believe. You know, they don't even know. They just blend in with whatever's popular. All right, somebody rescue me from myself. My water. Dr. Paul, come in, followed by Gino. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, Coach. I know it's a little bit off the conversation, right, but I just want to make sure that people are careful about idolizing. I wrote it out what an idol is. Oftentimes in medicine, they idolize like statins, for instance. Doctors did that. And we do the same thing with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and stuff. I just be real careful. I mean, they're just not the panacea. No. What you're doing is right. You know, it's just your diet. Everybody here knows that, right?
Yeah.
You got to stay away from the beer and the seed oils, that kind of stuff.
That's right.
And when you get to your doctor today, you know, look at him like he's got no clothes on, Coach, man. He's just a guy.
I know he is.
Okay.
He doesn't know he really me. He would not pick me out of a crowd of 20 of us standing there.
Yeah, but you know what? Just, you know, send him a God note, man. You might surprise your man.
I'll tell him. I'll tell him I believe in the healing power of the Lord and he's taking care of me. That's what I'm going to do.
God bless you. Absolutely. He might actually bless that because right now he doesn't have any answers either.
Well, it's like, you, like I've learned from you, he's controlled from the top down anyway, isn't he, Paul? He's controlled the world. Yeah. Can't say, right?
It's a scary world when you're going to lose everything because you know you're fighting the bullshit COVID stuff and stuff. But you know, I enjoyed it, Coach. I love to do it because it was spit right back in the face of what they've done to us with killing babies. My God.
Because we know this, Paul. Look, whatever pill, whatever does it give. So many variety of circumstances. Nobody knows if that pill's going to work. Nobody really knows what's going on. Nobody really knows cause and effect. We just think we do, right? And so you get a list to tell you what you're supposed to do for this. I'll do this. Okay, I'll take that. Yeah, we've fallen. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I appreciate you, Paul.
You're doing great.
Good morning. Thanks, man. Thanks. Gino.
Yeah, I was just coming in. We've got this thing, you know. Who told you that and why do we believe it?
That's right.
Okay, who wrote this, what you're reading, and why do we believe it?
That's a good point.
Because good point. We just don't know if this is all factual or not. I believe it, but why do I believe it?
Yeah. Well, experience, probably. Experience. Yeah. But do you, folks, just do your own survey and ask yourself this. In your church, wherever you go to church, what percentage of people do you think are daily Bible readers at your church? That'd be a good place to start. That'd be a good place. Most of them, look, this is where American Christianity is, and I'm not making fun of it. Most of them read devotionals. Here's the word for the day. Here's the devotion for the day. And they're good, and they inspire. But they don't always lead to a biblical worldview, folks. I don't. I was in church a long time before I figured out what a biblical worldview is. Just saying. Let me show you what we're dealing with, okay? I got a lot of good stuff here. Bring up number 10. I want you guys to see this. Number 10. You think, huh? You think you can't influence little kids in school? Watch this.
No. I'm a girl.
Who told you you're a girl?
Mommy.
When did she tell you were a girl?
Because I love girls.
Oh, I see. So mommy told you were a girl?
Uh-huh.
The state of California says that I have to pay for the chemical and physical castration of my son as child support. I'm not going to pay that child support. I'm not going to pay anything to hurt my son.
And that means you'll be going to prison?
California is going to send me to prison for that.
So, Jeff, you are going through something, you've been going through something that is probably a father's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Tell me when this started.
Started when my son was about 2 years old. My ex-wife, who's a pediatrician in Coppell, Texas, started thinking that he might be a girl and started trying to transition him to a girl. And when I tried to put a stop to that, she filed for divorce and used her relationships with care providers to force me out of my house. And so I moved about a mile up the road from my son's. She filed for divorce formally, and I had 50-50 custody of him. And just after his third birthday, I took the first iPhone video I'd ever taken, and it was him telling me that he thought he was a girl because his mommy tells him a girl. You can go on YouTube and just search for "Mommy Says I'm a Girl." You'll find that video. She was telling him things like, you know, she would put him into timeout and say, "Don't be a boy. The monsters only eat boys." And weird things like this.
Okay, put in the chat. You have to watch them. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I've become more and more convinced. The older I get, the closer we get to this crucible that we're in right now. I don't know. I'm not optimistic in the fact that there's going to be a great awakening in the masses. I'm not. And remember this, Jesus said, go into all the world. Pull up, that's Matthew, is it 5? Pull up Matthew 5. Bible says that I believe it and that settles it. Friends, if you're a Christian, if you're a real Christian, you're not going to make friends. You're not going to make friends if you're a real Christian. Scroll on down. Go down about verse 13, maybe. Blessed are ye. 11, I'm sorry. Blessed are you. Blessed, let's go to 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's a whole nother story, a whole nother teaching. The kingdom of God is within you. It's within you. Not someplace you're going. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Why would they do that? Where would they do that? Where would all men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely? Well, probably someplace where you spoke up. Say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. That's wrong. That's wrong. Rejoice, be exceeding glad, because the Lord noticed what you did, and there's a reward for you in heaven. Because they persecuted those boys that came before you. They're just like you. They spoke truth to power. Because you're the salt of the earth. You're not the sugar of the earth. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt quits being salty, if the truth quits being the truth, it's good for nothing. If it's truth just becomes an opinion, it's good for nothing. I'm okay, you're okay, you say this, I say that, this expert says this, this expert says that. Turn on CNN, man. They don't like truth. They like their truth. Their truth. It's good for nothing. You're a Christian, and you're not speaking up, you're good for nothing. Why? Because you're the light of the world. That's what it says, you. You're the light of the world. Says men don't light a candle and then go take it in the church and be all religious in the church. Scroll down, Spencer. Do they? No. They take it out of the church. They put it on the candlestick and gives light to everybody that's in the house. Let your light so shine before the people in the church? No, before men. Let your light so shine before men outside the church, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Even though the church tells you you're not supposed to do works, you're not measured by your works. So don't think I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I didn't come to destroy it, but to fulfill it. Man. But what if we just took that and lived that thing out, man? Amen. I got more, but I got 7 minutes and I don't have enough time to get in. Somebody come in. Thank you. Jeff. Come on in, Jeff.
Coach, I was thinking about this last night. I've been thinking about it for quite a while, but last night it really hit me. And I'm going to say this, so just hear me out on it. But verse 13, you were just there reading scripture.
Uh-huh.
So with everything that's going down right now in this country, everything, I mean, this is just chaotic. I thought last night, I heard, I don't know if it's Carl Higbee or somebody say, this is either freedom or communism.
Mm.
This is it.
We're electing communists all across America, you know.
So I thought this last night. I thought, you know what? Maybe it's time and just take it with a grain of salt. Instead of talking about giants and Nephilims and ivermectin and the stuff we talk about all the time for the last few years, why not start sounding the trumpet? We got 90 days. We got 90 days to the election. That's going to go quick. And then it's going to be like everything else that's ever happened in this country. We're going to wake up like the frog in the pan and say, how did that happen? There's people are going to die. It mm-hmm. is, we're going to be destroyed from within. That's what scripture talks about, of a from a nation of tongue we don't understand. Asad or whatever his name is, they're all coming. And all the Democrats are siding with them. They are going to destroy this country. They want to destroy all of us. They want to destroy the Republicans. They want complete power and control. And we're just going to sit back and let them take it. It just might have more luck because we can't wake the church up. It's a small remnant. We haven't been able to wake them up for the last 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. But you've always said it's the NASCAR crowd. So maybe address the NASCAR crowd and get people to start tuning into the show, the NASCAR crowd, the rednecks, the hillbillies, the real men. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Jeff, here's this has given me a real insight into the church. So you go to church on Sunday morning, and maybe you got 100 there, maybe you got 500, maybe you got 1,000, doesn't matter. They're not all at the same place spiritually. Yeah. That's our problem, right?
Yeah.
Some of them go to church and they can't wait to get home, watch the Browns, right? They get nothing out of it. They go because their wife wants to go, the kids want to go, whatever. And at some point, I don't know how this happens, see. At some point, we have to call them out of the find the real players and get the players involved. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it.
I think we just got to talk about the topics that are at hand right now. And for example, we got a lady that just came to know Jesus about 7 or 8 weeks ago that Mary Jane met. Mm-hmm. Underdog. She's got a past record. Oh, my goodness. The courts hate her. The dog pound people hate her. Everybody hates her. Her probation officer hates her. She's trying to change. And as I was talking to her about a week ago, I was telling her some of the things we've done over the years. And the one problem she has is the dog pound. They want to put 5 of her dogs down and kill them all right now. She had a little situation come up. They come and confiscate all 5 dogs. They got them in there, and Mary Jane swore up and down. They're great dogs. But one dog did something. They want to kill all 5. She's livid. So I explained to her, I said, you know what? Let's see how this goes out. But maybe we need to go in and stand in front of the dog warden's office with signs.
Yeah. Well, in fact, you'll probably find more dog lovers.
Yeah.
Than real Christ lovers.
Yes.
Amen. I get.
You know what she said to all this? She said, now that's something I would like to do.
Laura Ann, come on in.
Can I pray for you before you go to this appointment?
Yeah, please.
Okay, let's lock and load. Almighty God, it's for your glory that you're going to walk with Coach and Michelle. And as Coach talks to his cardiologist, Lord, it's just going to be one miracle upon another miracle.
Amen.
That Coach isn't going to be able to count them all. You created his body. You designed his body in his mom's womb. And you know it. You are the great physician. Look at where he's at because you have sustained his life. His bride, Lord God, is his battle buddy and the love of his life. And the love that he has for his wife has been the greatest witness of all in his family. He's a man that rises up for you so he can rise up for his family and give from a heart of passion and caring and coaching. Coach him through this appointment, Almighty God. Please let there be absolutely no fear in Satan. Listen, you are paralyzed. No weapon formed that you form against him will prosper, or his family, or his marriage, or his property. Almighty God, we just thank you for the wall of protection, not the hedge, the wall of protection that you have around him, that he walks into that office and the Holy Spirit fire is so on him, Almighty God, that they stand in awe. We look forward to hearing the report, how you calmed him with your love, how you set your son apart so he can continue to raise up his voice for you. Like John 1:16 says, that the grace and the glory of God can be revealed because he's filled with the Holy Spirit, the life of Jesus Christ, the power that raises the dead from the grave that you gave to Jesus, that you gave to Coach. Rock that office's world in the mighty name of Jesus so that you get the glory. You, only you, Jesus. Only you, Father. And Holy Spirit, do your thing, what you do best. Rise up on the south side, west side, north side, east side, in him and Michelle, and let them just coach the doctor. In amen. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, look, I want to make it clear. I'm not having heart issues, okay? It's a yearly checkup. It's a yearly checkup. I ain't having heart issues, right? Praise the Lord, man. God bless you. See you tomorrow.